A team at Marshall University has received a Knight News Challenge grant to take a smartphone or mobile device history app and improve its Black history offerings. The application, called the Cleo app, gives downloaders a better look at historical sites in the world around them. With the app open and using the GPS location services on the smartphone, the application can tell phone owners what historic sites are within 10, 25, 50, or 100 miles of their current location. Marshall University history professor David Trowbridge created the app.
Cleo picks up your location and shows you the history and culture that's around you. It's very similar to other kinds of locator apps like Yelp, except for instead of guiding you to a restaurant or a repair shop, it guides you to historic landmarks or museums, as well as it can show you historical events that happened.
Working with a team of people from Marshall's Drinko Library and the School of Journalism, the app received a Knight News Challenge grant of $35,000 to broaden the scope of Black history offerings on the application. The Knight News Challenge was launched in September of 2014 as a way to make libraries more innovative, educational, and useful for the public. Trowbridge says the app allows them to expand on information that could be limited before.
In the past, we've been sort of restricted to markers that of necessity are made to withstand weather, so they're going to be carved into stone or etched into metal. But I've got to imagine you've got to be pretty concise. The beauty of Cleo is that we can provide more detail than is usually available on a marker.
Bernice Morris is a Marshall University journalism professor who studies Black history and specifically Carter G. Woodson. Using his research on Carter G. Woodson, a Huntington native and forefather in Black history in Appalachia, Marshall Libraries will strengthen a database of Black history and tie it to the application. The Cleo app takes downloaders to the locations of historical events around their current location. From there, it provides them resources like audio and video about the historical significance of the event. Morris says it helps illustrate the role of African Americans in history in Appalachia.
I've collected some documents that I hope will be digitized. I'm hoping to acquire others to help tell this story about African Americans in Appalachia, if nothing more than to dispel the myth that there aren't any.
Monica Brooks is Assistant Vice President for Information Technology and the third player in obtaining the grant and organizing the information at the library for consumption on the application.
It's a three-part process: retrieving the primary sources, which Professor Morris already has, and then having the librarians and archivists and graduate students who will be assisting us actually retrieve materials, digitize materials, index materials, and then having that tie back to Cleo.
The Cleo app has a database of 5,000 museums, art galleries, monuments, sculptures, and historical sites. The app uses work from archivists, graduate assistants, and reviewed user-submitted entries to add historical sites all across the country. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.